Hi, this is Pamela Adlon, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball. Give us a shake. We're here in your ear. Tempting fate wherever you are. Questions put to songs randomly. With help from our friends. Synchronicity, and now it's time for the Radio 8 Ball Show.
Welcome to the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting those randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards, in a process I call consulting the pop oracle. I'm Andras Jones, and for the last several weeks I've been releasing clips from the Radio 8 Ball event I presented at the 40th Annual Conference of the International Association for the Study of Dreams in Eugene, Oregon, with musical guest Bart Davenport providing the oracle fodder for our musical divinations. I hope you enjoy this week's installment.
Some of you are hoping you're going to get chosen, and you're thinking, oh, it's getting down to the bottom. Some of you are thinking, oh, I hope I don't get chosen, and think, thank God we're getting down to the bottom. Okay, who do we have? Elizabeth Shapiro. Woo-hoo! Come on up, Elizabeth Shapiro.
Oh, man.
Oh, man, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Okay.
Have a seat.
Oh. Nervous, excited.
Nervous, excited?
Yeah.
Please bring the mic close to your face.
Hello.
Yeah, bring it up closer, that'll make it easier. There you go. So yeah. were you one of the people who was a little bit nervous about coming up here?
Yeah, it was like, I'm thinking about how much I don't want to get picked so much, I'm going to get picked.
That's pretty much the way it works. You understand synchronicity. What
yeah.
we resist persists.
Exactly.
Okay, so your question, would you mind reading it for us?
Sure. I thought I would just ask the mystery, what's the meaning of life?
What is the meaning of life? I promise you, Bart has an answer for this.
I actually was able to ask in a lucid dream, kind of the big dream energy, what the meaning of life was, and Mr. Rogers told me the answer, so I'm going to compare notes. I'm not going to tell you what that was. I'm just going to see what happens.
Mr. Rogers and Mr. Davenport.
Here
Let's
we go.
Go.
So, I have a pair of Keds and a cardigan in my room.
Really?
That I plan to change into when I get back there.
You can't make this up.
I'm not.
This is amazing. Okay, I'm going
to... Now, to engage the pop oracle, right. You get to give it a good hard spin. Spin the wheel of eight.
Na, 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 na. Wheel of eight.
Song number seven. We're not doubling up at all. This is great. Song number seven. Alice Arrives, the meaning of life.
God, really?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, well, this is a quiet one. Town when
car or on a bike. With eyes like polished stones that roll like wheels of fire. Will she see the melancholy in my It feels like ages since all was fine. Like a birthday no one knew, we'll dance to rhythms of a past life. We'll sing the melodies of drum and five, and never say goodnight.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, so Elizabeth, what did you think about that as the answer to your question? What is the meaning of life?
I actually got a lot out of that. Thank you. I feel like it was really tender. Like there was a lot of tenderness there and beauty and wholeness and like coming in, Alice comes in like from light, I feel like is the beginning. So I was like, okay, maybe like we come from light, we come from the stars. And then it felt like a song about like being seen. Like it was my story of this song is like you are being seen by this other person. And so part of perhaps this life of like how we can see each other and find connection even in the melancholy and create beauty even in the tenderness like that and mm-hmm. the part about the past lives also. Mm-hmm. Will you remind me that line, dear?
We'll dance to rhythms of a past life.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something beautiful about part of us being here that's like, I don't know, perhaps a brief moment and also eternal and timeless and mm-hmm. we're just I know there's something about that line that really touched me about in some way. So, yeah, I just thought that was really beautiful. I was surprised by how much resonance I had with that song and just like the layers of what it could mean and how it may continue to unfold in ways I don't totally know or understand yet.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, really beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, and also I thought of Alice in Wonderland.
I was thinking of that,
too. And just how part of how everything becomes... she's kind of enters a dream and everything becomes upside down and not what it seems. And so there's something about that.
It's kind of like a song about, it's a song just very generally too, just about the topic of anticipating something or someone that you're, and mostly that you're looking forward to.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of more esoteric things. First of all, the Alice arrives. We have A-A, so we're back in the realm of again. Which is almost like the out-breath, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
The meaning of life, the out-breath.
Mm.
Well, the in-breath is pretty important, too. I thought, could you bring the songs up for a second again? I just want to point out something. So Bart picked the order of the songs. The songs then lay into a map, which lines up along sort of chakra-ish sort of lines. And so that would have been seven, which would be the third eye. So maybe there's something in that. I think when we're talking about the meaning of life, we have to move past language. That's the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. We're making great time. I think we're going to get everyone up here. Elizabeth, would you mind picking the next person? Give it up for Elizabeth.
What is the meaning of life? What a question, Elizabeth. I tend to think life is best lived with as little meaning-making as possible. That's usually what gets us into trouble, but since this was the question, let us engage it with as much gusto as we can. Bart's answer, Alice arrives, makes me think how the initials AA are best known as the abbreviation for Alcoholics Anonymous. And our desire to find meaning is a kind of addiction. We can't help but wonder, and yet this wondering often leads us astray. It's not altogether surprising that there is a counterintuitive paradox built into the search for meaning, in that the search itself obscures the answer it seeks. To paraphrase a Buddhist joke/lesson, if you ask the Buddha for the meaning of life, he will tell you to clean your bowl. I know it's a bit ironic that I, as the host of a show that offers answers to life's questions, which must be divined and extrapolated from songs which have no particular relation to the question or the person asking it, should be so critical of the search for meaning. I would posit that the meaning we seek in our pop oracle divinations is not so grand as to tell us the meaning of life, any more than a mirror is capable of doing so. A mirror shows us where we are in the moment we are gazing into it, and like those pesky electrons that show up wherever they are sought, the act of looking into a mirror affects the image reflected. Attempt this trick on the correct dosage of certain psychedelics, and you may find yourself Escherizing in your boots. Likewise, when you work with the pop oracle as closely and for as long as I have, the inclination to make synchronicities into fixed signposts, as opposed to swells of an endless wave, is seductive. We are all susceptible to the addiction of meaning-making. I think I may be more susceptible than others, which is why this practice is so beneficial for me. Here's a recent example. A couple of weeks ago, IASD held their latest conference, their 41st. And before the conference, when I was posting clips from the video of the show, I was receiving likes from IASD's social accounts and getting nice responses from IASD members I was reaching out to about appearing on this podcast. But once the video was released in full, including my closing remarks about why I was releasing the video without the participation of IASD, the likes stopped. Several were removed, and the responses from IASD members ceased as well. Now, if I were to make meaning out of this, I might be led to conclude that someone, or someones, at IASD were working against me and Radio 8-Ball and encouraging their members not to speak with me. I have evidence of some of this, but most of it I don't. What I have are absences that I can turn into a conspiracy if I wish. Don't get me wrong, I believe in conspiracies, but I don't believe that defending oneself against possible conspiracies is a great way to go through life. So, I'm choosing to allow my meaning-making self to do what it does and make the meanings it makes, while I do my best to remember that being a Radio 8-Ball host is about dwelling in the mystery, with curiosity and a big coyote-sized sense of humor about the whole thing, remembering that new meanings are emerging every second. That's my take on it. And before we close this out, I have to correct a mistake I made in last week's episode. In my interpretation of Curtis's question, I referenced Da Vinci's David. No such thing exists. I was mixing up Michelangelo's David with Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man. If this confused any listeners, I do apologize, and I think there's probably some synchronicity in my mistake. I don't know what it is yet, but if you have some idea, I'd love to know what you make of it. You can contact me through the contact form on the Radio 8 Ball site or through one of my many social media accounts. That's it until next week when Tara O asks her question for the Pop Oracle. And until then, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.